Proclamation number 8798, dated the April 4th, 1964. God only created beings of equal perfection. Second. Continuation of number 8797. However, after the creation of my first being of light, nothing of inferior value emerged from me, myself, and this being of light. Your human thinking is still limited because you are not perfect yet, and thus the thought occurred to you that the beings, having emerged from our mutual love, cannot be put on par with the first created being. But this thought is misguided, because it was the same strength and the same will of love which brought them to life. Therefore there were only ever supremely perfect beings, true images of myself. You humans indeed compare your fellow human beings, you can detect more mature and immature traits of nature. Consequently, you also assume that you can make such evaluations regarding the originally created beings. But surely you understand that such valuations are not appropriate concerning the creations which came forth from me and my love. All creations of a spiritual nature were only of the highest perfection, and in particular the created beings were of supreme perfection. The fact that part of them nevertheless fell does not entitle you to assume that these fallen beings were less perfect and fell because their creator Lucifer, due to his recurring rejection of my strength of love, had created inferior beings. For even a number of the first beings which were created by our will of love followed him when he turned away from me and proceeded towards the abyss. Nor did the individual being's strength of will differ. It was, however, free, and that explains everything. For freedom knows no limitations, and a free will must be able to develop in all directions. The individual being's wrong thinking is the second explanation for the fall. The ability to think also allowed for wrong thinking, to wrongly interpret my word, which the beings, due to their constant illumination of love, heard within themselves. They were not compelled to interpret the word only in one direction. By virtue of their faculty of thought, they were also able to apply a different meaning to it, and so they did when they rejected my love, for thereby they also lost their power of perception and their thinking became confused. In addition, the limitless flow of strength of love made them arrogant, so that in their abundance of strength they believed themselves to have the same power, so that their love for their creator therefore diminished, and the being more or less made demands, which was demonstrated by their desire to visibly present myself to the beings. They believed themselves to be entitled to it, and this wrong way of thinking was transferred onto them by my first created being. It expressed this desire despite the fact of knowing full well that it had to remain unfulfilled were my created beings to continue to exist. Thus it can certainly not be said that any of the fallen beings has merely been a victim of its creator's will. For every single being had the right of self-determination and was also in possession of brightest realization. But every fallen being became spiritually arrogant and forgot, or refused to acknowledge, that it had originated from me, that I therefore had been its creator and father, against whom its revolt was the worst sin which the being would never ever be able to redeem by itself again. All beings were created in equal perfection, and the fact that a number of equally created beings remained loyal to me is already proof in itself of a greater than greater guilt. They only did not relinquish their love for me, whereas those which had fallen rejected my love, and this was their immense original sin which was subsequently intended to be redeemed by one who belonged to the beings which remained faithful to me. The fallen beings cannot be excused by some kind of imperfection, with lacking perception, disillumination or a weak will. They had the same nature as those who remained loyal to me. Yet in awareness of their immeasurable strength, they arrogantly no longer accepted my strength of love and were thereby also deprived of all strength. They must laboriously gain strength again if they want to become what they were in the beginning. Any kind of imperfection would have been an excuse for a being's apostasy. But this did not exist. And when Lucifer saw the countless multitudes of created beings in brightest illumination and supreme strength which had emerged from his will by using my strength, he exalted himself above me because he was unable to behold me. But he himself was visible in his magnificence to the countless multitudes of spirits. However, untold original spirits remained faithful to me. They were created to be exactly the same as the fallen spirits and not advantaged by me in any way. They merely returned their infinite love to me, which permeated them and which they constantly received from me, and thus became increasingly more blissful. Whereas the love of the fallen beings became a selfish love which no longer wanted to please but only wanted to take. This process is and will remain inexplicable to you humans because it was a spiritual process which can only be understood by the spirit. Nevertheless, the circumstances which motivated me into bringing the material world and its creations into being can be roughly explained to you, and time and again I will try to enlighten you, as far as your intellect is able to grasp it, and correct any misguided opinion, since one single misguided thought is already enough for you to construct a wrong edifice of ideas which you will no longer be able to dismantle, and yet you will be far removed from the truth. You would also do well not to brood over things which are irrelevant for your soul's salvation, which only show some kind of craving for knowledge, the satisfaction of which does not contribute in the slightest towards attaining full maturity of soul. For what you need to know will be conveyed to you by me, yet always on condition that your own maturity of soul will determine the measure I hand out. Yet you shall always know that I'm supremely perfect, that everything is based on my love, wisdom and might, and that no imperfections can be present when this bond with me exists. And this existed at the creation of the beings, for the being I externalized, the bearer of light, was most intimately devoted to me and was therefore able to receive boundless beatitudes through the influx of my strength of love. And it used this strength of love again in accordance with my will, because its will was in line with mine as long as we were united by deepest love. Every act of creation, however, necessitates the flow of my strength of love, and therefore every created being had to be called perfect when it was brought into life. The fact that it then changed into the opposite and became an imperfect being was purely the result of its free will, which was the same as mine as long as the being's love belonged to me. When it resisted my love, it had to leave the eternal order and continue to possess brightest illumination until it decided to turn away from me for good. Only then did it lose its realization, only then its spirit darkened, and only then did it become my opposite. It was no longer a divine being but adopted all the qualities of the one who first revoked his love for me and became my adversary. Henceforth it forfeited its perfection, it became poorly shaped and was hostile-minded towards me. My strength of love was no longer able to touch it, and thus all spiritual substances hardened which I subsequently reshaped into material creations, into the complete opposite which it had been in the very beginning. Nevertheless, this fallen spiritual being always has the opportunity to regain its original state if it is willing to abandon its resistance to me and once again voluntarily allows itself to be illuminated by my strength of love. The apostasy from me happened out of free will, and the return to me must therefore also take place out of free will. then the being will be and remain infinitely happy again. Amen.